don't have a business degree and being an entrepreneur? Yeah, me either. In fact, when I was in college, marketing consisted of billboards and newspaper ads. On this episode, my guest and I talk about the challenges of starting a subscription box business and knowing exactly what to do. Curious what her missing piece was? Come join us.
Welcome to the Launch Your Box podcast with weekly tips, tricks, and strategies to start, launch, and grow your subscription box. Now, here's your host, Sarah Williams.
Welcome back to the Launch Your Box podcast. Today, I have a great inspiring story for someone just getting started on their subscription box journey. My guest today is Tabitha with Elegant Home and Interiors, and she has recently started the Elegant Decor Box. Tabitha is joined by her daughter, Lexi, who works for her, and we are going to dive into all of the goodness that I want to share with you today. And the reason I invited Tabitha to join me on the podcast, because I saw a post inside our membership called Launch Your Box, and she says, "I have so much to say. Thank you for all your hard work. This is a fantastic program that really works. I have been implementing everything that Sarah teaches you to do, and I sold out this launch. We have never been able to do this before, and I am a believer in this program. Now off to learning more and implementing." And it's this picture of your subscription box. It says sold out on it. And I was like, oh my goodness, I love this post so much, because so much of our journey is not only figuring out how to launch our subscription box, but actually launching it and being successful with selling it. So Tabitha and Lexi, thank you for joining me today. Tabitha, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about just your business and how it all got started?
Okay. Thank you, Sarah, for having me. This is such an honor, really, truly honor. I'm Tabitha Yond. I'm the owner of Elegant Homes and Interiors. And I got started when I got married, honestly. That's been about 27 years ago. My husband and I both loved homes, and we looked for our first home. That's where it started. And we knew that we could not afford all the things that I really wanted. And so we said, Tabitha, let's get a starter, a fixer-upper. And I was like, oh my goodness, okay, let's do it. And he said, and then we'll make it exactly what we wanted. And that is where the journey began. We, from that point on, we bought one house a year, and he was in management and I was a nurse. And so this kind of took us a whole different dime, but I was a nurse at the time, but every year we would buy one home and we'd fix it up after that, and we would sell it. And eventually this became a thing that we loved to do. And I did all the staging for the homes when we did that. We decorated and did all the things. So moving forward, we had children, and I just said, I'm going to do this. So I started 15 plus years ago doing interior design. And so we just kept going at it. And then I told him one day, I said, you know, we could do this full time. And it was just a joke, honestly, saying, hey, we could do this full time. And that's basically when he did. About 7 years ago, he came home and said, hey, I quit my job. And here we are. We're going to do this full time together.
So, Oh, hey, I'm no longer employed. We got to make this work, right?
Exactly. This is going to work. We're going to be fine. And I'm like, what? What did you do? We're going to buy more homes and we're going to fix them up and we're just going to make them beautiful and people are going to love them and we're just going to keep doing this. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure. Okay. So a lot of prayers, a lot of praying and a lot of, oh my goodness, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? And all the things. So I'll be honest, Sarah, I didn't know what I was doing. I'm 47 now. I don't mind telling my age. So I got on social media, which was Facebook. That's where I played. That's where I liked things. And I started posting every day, things that we did, things that we liked, everything we were doing with this whole journey. And we have grown a huge following there. And people would ask me, they're like, Tabitha, what are you doing with it? And I didn't really know. And even my husband would say, where are you documenting all this? It felt like a documentation there. And I said, I don't really know. I just want to inspire people to be able to take their homes, whether they're high-end homes or they're just their starter homes, and I want them to love their home. And that's where my passion comes from, is to just make every single home, no matter what price range they are, is to make them that they can make them look amazing and love the space that they live in. So that was what
I love this. Let's recap this for my listeners real quick. So you and your husband decided to buy a home and basically flip it, right? So you were decorating and you were going to do, your goal was one home a year.
Yeah.
And you were doing that successfully. You're building equity. You're making money. Like, this is a whole thing. You have kids. Are you still doing the one home a year when you started to have children?
Yes, we did. We slowed down, Sarah. That's a great question, because we slowed down. And because kids and activities and our careers at that time, but I was doing it full time long before Jason did it. So I started that 15 plus years ago. And that journey came along with a brick and mortar that came and went, as and I had really done, honestly, I'll be honest, I had done it all. And with my husband, he just said, the big thing that stayed true to us was doing the houses and remodeling. And he just said, I think this is time. I want to take it on. So we did. But yeah, we did slow down once we start having children, because it takes more time. But we still loved it. We knew that there was a market for it. There's always been a market for it. And we've always bought affordable homes and then turned them into like luxury homes, which is amazing.
And I love how you were documenting this on social media. What year was that? Do you remember what year you started? Probably Facebook was your first social media platform. Am I correct?
Yes. That was in 2009. But I didn't start documenting it until about when my husband said, we're doing this full time. I would be up there a little bit, but I didn't document it till about 7 years ago. So this really started really like forming its own thing about 7 years ago.
Okay. So you start just documenting what you're doing to redecorate, flip the houses. You're showing what you guys are doing behind the scenes and the finished product. Is that what you're documenting on social media?
Yes. And, you know, I would document what's crazy is I would document these things saying, guess what's new? We bought a new house. And I mean, this house would look like it needed to be like demolished. And people would say, okay, like, what are you thinking? You know, we always looked at the houses just to be like, if it has a good foundation, we can build off of that. And we would get the houses really inexpensive at the time. And literally, I'm not kidding you, it's a huge transformation.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Now, were you blogging at this time, or you're just sharing it on social media?
I had more people telling me about blogging and different things that I could do. And I just didn't have the time, and I didn't know what I didn't know. Now, looking back, I wish I would have had a blog, and I probably would have been on Instagram more and all the social medias. You just don't know what you don't know. That's my motto this whole time. And the whole time, we have three daughters. And so they would be incorporated in that. They took on some of those roles. We would say, okay, today we're going to go out and tear off the siding, or we're going to go in there and tear out all the carpeting and help dad. And so it was a family thing. We really made this a family journey, and it's just taken its own thing for sure.
I love how there was no purpose. I mean, not in a transactional way for you to start sharing this on social media. You were doing it really to share the journey, to build a community, just like you love what you did so much. You wanted to share it with the world. You weren't doing it for sales. You weren't doing it for monetary reasons. You were just sharing it. And all this time, you were really building an audience, and that wasn't even like the purpose of it in the beginning. And so you're 7 years in to building this audience, mm-hmm. and you've grown it to over 46,000 followers at this point, more than I have, by the way. And so now, what's the plan? So now you're still doing the houses, you're still doing the interior decorating, you're still into that. You've got this huge following. How do you tell yourself, hey, I think I want to start a subscription box?
Okay, so that's funny that you said that, because my husband kept saying, what are you doing with this? Because as you know, Sarah, when you have a following on social media, it's not just post one time and take off and you don't see it for 2 months. You don't do that. You really nurture those people, and those are your people. I hate to say, I mean, they are like, I don't know, they just were big, huge rage fans. And so every day it would feed me something. I think it just made me have this boost. Hey, they're loving what we're doing. And so I would just get on there and I would just love on them. We would just show them and inspire them and show them different techniques that they could do in their houses, all the way from the starting to remodeling it, all the way to the last pillow set on the, you know, the sofa. I would say, this is what you could do, and this is how much it cost you, and this is where you can get it. So at the time, I didn't know, but I didn't know what I didn't know, but I went and I was following other social media places. And then I started getting into different groups and started getting more training. And I was in a masterminds one time, and Miss Tracy, love her, and I know you know her too as well. She said to me, and I'll never forget this, it was life-changing. I was sitting in the parking lot of Hobby Lobby, and she said, Tamitha, why aren't you all in? I just paused. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, girl, you should be making money off of your ladies that love you and the men that are on there. They are so loyal to you. She said, you should be starting like a subscription box. And I said, oh, I didn't know what I didn't know. And so then from there on, it just did this whole thing. So that was last year. That was like a year ago. And I didn't know, Sarah, I did not know what I was doing. I'm 47, like I said. And I just kept thinking, I'm not going to know how to do this technology. All I know is how to post. So that's how the journey began, really.
And now you were ready to monetize this, or you had these outer influences, because both Stacy and Tracy are in my mastermind and they have amazing subscription businesses. And so now you're seeing other people in your space that are taking their, I would say their talents, because this is definitely a talent for you. They're taking their talents and they are putting it into a subscription box format. And so you're thinking, okay, how do I do this? I was going to do this. How do I do this? So tell me how that process went for you. Because at this point, you hadn't really sold online, right? You had your shop in person.
Before I had done that, I just started a little community. And I thought, okay, if I'm going to start this community and in a whole nother place, because I only showed how to do it on my Facebook. Or not how, I showed what to do to your home, but I didn't show how. Uh-huh. And so it went from, if I'm going to start this little, this journey, and I thought, what am I going to do? So I started the Elegant Community. So everything started with Elegant, because that's the beginning of it. So we started an Elegant Community, and that was a subscription, and it was going good. It was just very slow at first, because I had never asked my audience to come on there and pay for anything. I just basically just built this audience of showing them all the behind the scene things and things like that. But I had never asked them to purchase anything. So moving forward, I started the Elegant Community before I did the subscription box. And she said, okay. I would chime back in with all my friends. And they would say, okay, start that first. So that started. And then shortly after that, I started a subscription box, which was the Elegant Decor Box. And I thought, okay, this is a seasonal box, because when you follow me, you know that I get everybody inspired for the next season. It rolls out and I'm like, let's get ready for the next season. It's coming. What can you do to your house to spruce it up? And all the things, honestly. And so that's where the Elegant Decor Box. So I did the Elegant Community shortly, really fast. And then right after that, I did the Elegant Decor Box. And that was over a year ago. But I still at this time did not really know what I was really doing. I would take some classes, but I felt like there was always this missing piece to really making this everything that I wanted it to be. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. You're not sure. You don't know what you don't know, right? And so what do you think was the missing piece?
Okay, so moving forward, I have now this Elegant Community, and it's doing okay. It's not really thriving as well as I thought it would, because I'm like, here I'm going in and I'm showing on this main page and everybody's loving it. And then I'm showing them how to incorporate this stuff, how to do this, where to do it, where to buy it. And then I did the decor box as well. And we started off, we launched it for the first time, not knowing what I was doing with the technology, the ads and things like that. And that's all the things. I didn't know what I was doing. So moving forward, I was just like, I had 52 people immediately get in and buy that box. And I was like, oh my, okay, I'm on to something here.
Yeah.
They're wanting. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so you have 52 people on your first launch. And then is this a quarterly box or is this a monthly box?
It's a quarterly box because I'm gonna just dip my toes in it and see what they really want. And basically my thought and my theory there was people were saying, Tabitha, how do you do that? Where do you get that? I want that. Oh my goodness, where did you get it? And I was getting all these hundreds and hundreds of people asking all the time when I would decorate or do something. They're like, I want that. How do you get that? Where do you get it? And see, I already years ago had a brick and mortar. So I had those relationships with wholesale. So I was getting most of my things wholesale sometimes. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to utilize that again. I'm going to bring that back up. I'm going to dust those books off and call those wholesalers. So I knew that part of it. That was not hard for me to put the boxes together. I knew what people would probably like and they would actually use in their home. So that wasn't hard. The technology was the part that was missing. I did not know what I did not know. Just because you have 45,000 viewers doesn't mean that they know, okay, what is she talking about? A subscription box? I mean, like, where do you get this? That was the missing piece for me.
The tech piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you join LauncherBox. You've already launched at the point where you've joined LauncherBox, correct?
Yes, yes. And that was at the beginning. And I'll tell you what happened last year with the 52 people that subscribed. I just stayed there all year. I launched at one time and those 52 women were so loyal. They were like, oh my gosh, Tabitha, these are amazing. I look so forward to this. This is like a gift. But what happened, Sarah, is I didn't know what I didn't know. So I had launched it and those payments were coming out all different ways, all different times. They'd get their box and 2 months later, the payment would come out. It was just a total and complete disaster. And I was like, we've got to change this up. This is going to look different. So at the end of the year, my VA at the time, Renee, said, Tabitha, we've got to shut this down because people are going to get angry. And the more we grow this, it's just going to get crazy. So that's what we did, Sarah. We shut it down at the end of the year last year. It was the last box at Christmas. And after that, we shut it down. And then we said, we're going to relaunch it. And that's exactly what we did. But when we did, we only had 2 subscribers.
Oh, no. You went 52 to 2. You know what? I'm just talking about this in LauncherBox this morning about quitting and restarting is so much harder than building momentum off of what you have. Yes. And this is a perfect example of that. So you relaunch it, you get your tech stack together, you relaunch it, you have 2 subscribers. Tell me how you're feeling in that moment.
Oh, I was heartbroken. I was literally devastated, heartbroken, and all the things. And now you got to remember, I still have the Elegant Community. And at this time, we had grown it to maybe 50 subscribers at that time. And they would come and go as because it's a subscription and that's a monthly subscription. But I was talking to those ladies and I'm like, listen, guys, come in here and help me. What's going on? Hey, get me some help because I'm just devastated. My heart was broke because I was like, I worked so hard to do all of this. And then it just was like, I just gave it all away. I shut it off. And then these people were like gone. And I didn't have any clue how to get them back and what to do and how to gain any more customers at that point. Or subscribers.
Yeah. So tell me what you did.
So at that time, at the same time, Sarah, my VA that I'd had that had grown all of this with me, she had moved on to other things. So she was telling me, Tabitha, hey, I'll help you as I can, but you're going to have to hire some other help here. So it was just like 2 big whammies at once. And so I honestly prayed about it and I thought, okay, God, what is this that you want me to do? Where do you want this journey to go? Because just shut the doors to whichever way. Because honestly, Sarah, I was looking at this and I was like building this up thinking, okay, this is something I can do full time. Doing my pages and doing my decor box and my Elegant Community. And then when it shut down and I got 2 subscribers, I was like, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna do something completely different. So I was telling my daughter, I said, okay, which is Lexi. And I said, she's my oldest daughter. And she said, Mom, listen, we've got to figure this out. We either need to figure this out and you're all in doing the things or we're gonna have to shut it down. And I was like, you're right. This is terrible. This is just bad. And so I, when she said that to me, that's one of those aha moments again, I was like, okay, I think I know this lady. And I said, it's insane. I have been watching her and seeing her, but her name is Sarah. And with Launch Your Box. And I said, and it was late, that, mind you, this was like after I'd worked all day, and it was like in our living room. And she's looking at me and she said, Mom, I'm ready to do this with you. And I'm like, okay. So I said, this lady named Sarah, I think I should buy this subscription and you can get in right now. And she said, do it. Like, what are you waiting for? So I love it. So that's my journey. This is how it all began.
Okay. Yeah. So you got inside Launch Your Box. That was one of the first things that you were really like, oh, I need to be doing this.
I'll be honest, because she left it to me, because she goes to school still.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, Mom, just start watching the modules. Just start watching it. And I'll tell you, the very first time that I was like, oh. I'm just like, okay. So I started binge watching it like crazy. I took the next few days and literally did not stop watching. But the very point that I knew it was like, this is it. This is totally it. Is that you were so honest. You were so honest about the steps, step by step. It was just like, okay, I thought I knew what I wanted in this box and what I needed in this. But we started going through the little, what was the little cards where you?
We did the post-it note challenge.
Yes. Yes. And it was an aha moment. I was like, Lexi, this is what we're missing. And this is what we're missing. You know, you talk about perceived value in your box. And I honestly didn't know what I didn't know, Sarah, because I was putting all these beautiful things in there and spending all this money. And I was right at the breaking point. But I had my numbers, but I didn't know my numbers, which all the things. I don't know. I don't think that there was one point. But go ahead.
Sarah, let me tell you something. I started this with Mom. So I'm in school for healthcare. I've been going, I'm an x-ray tech and now an ultrasound school. So I always am busy with education things. But throughout this, I've always worked for Mom for her business. So I created her very first website. I helped her update everything because her VAs would help her on the business side of like, the actual buying things. But the platforms and like the emails and everything, I would do myself as a job that I could grow off of in college. So I started working for her and then I just graduated with my first degree in May. And then at that point I was like focusing more in on with Mom because I realized that I also love this part of the business. And healthcare is really wonderful, but empathy fatigue is real. So I was going through kind of evaluating my own life and my situation. And I went through our numbers and I was like, hey Mom, do you realize that we are losing 70% of our business every month? And she's, I didn't even know he found that. So I went through and looked at our numbers. It was like, okay, so we either have to close it down now to stop hemorrhaging money out, or I was like, we need to completely reverse this and figure out something else. She told me about my figure program. And I was like, there is literally nothing that could go wrong from learning this. So I was like, I'm 100% for it. We can go through it now. And it has really just helped us guide just ads. We knew nothing about ads. Absolutely zero. We were running any. We had zero ads running at any point in our launches. So we realized that we had to have a launch plan, how often we should post, what kind of ads we needed, how many ads, how much to spend on it. And that was definitely our missing link. Because
our emails.
Yes, our email list. Mm-hmm. That was just the missing piece because Mom has always been able to figure out what people want. She knows how to please the customer. She knows where to buy the products, how much the products are supposed to be. But she didn't know how to financially provide that to them. She didn't know the business.
How to get them to pay.
Yeah. I don't even know what a landing page is. And I was like, oh no. Okay. So it's like, let me help you out here. Let's go through these and pick your brain and see what's going on.
Yeah. What's missing?
I think your story is so much like a lot of entrepreneur stories. Like for me as well, like I didn't go to college to be an entrepreneur. Like I went to college to work for somebody to sit in the cubicle and get a paycheck. And that's what most of us go to college for at some point. And so when we kind of fall into these businesses, my journey is the same way as yours. Like
fell into it and you're just learning as you go, but you don't have any formal training on how to start a business, how to run a business, how to market your business, how to use the internet. I don't know. I'm 45, Tabitha, so we're in the same age range. But when I went to school, marketing was billboards and newspapers. And yes. We don't do any of that anymore. Like, I remember being in college and Facebook was just getting started. We didn't learn digital marketing. We didn't learn internet marketing. And so we're really starting our businesses with no knowledge of how to run an online business. Exactly. And it's something that we just pluck from the internet here and there and think, okay, that person did it. Let me try that. And so what you're saying to me, what Lexi's saying to me is we didn't have any structure. We didn't have the how-to guide. We didn't know what we were supposed to be doing, when we were supposed to be doing it. And as soon as we came into LauncherBox, we started to realize, okay, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And we can do that. And we're going to learn and we're going to implement and we're going to learn and we're going to implement. And as you've done that, your subscription box business is starting to grow. You're starting to make traction with it. And you showed up in the membership saying, I've sold out. Here you went from having success right out the gate to shutting it down and restarting and feeling probably like a failure at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're having like a win because you have these systems and processes in place. You know what you're supposed to be doing. We don't always show up and do what we're supposed to be doing, but we know what we need to do. We know what it's going to take to grow. We know we need traffic. We know we need new people in our audience. We know we have to reach them, and we know we need to become visible with our business. And I love that Lexi says, you either got to go all in or you got to stop. Because this halfway thing is not going to work, and it's never going to work. And I see so many business owners that work a full-time job. They're trying to start their side hustle, but they just don't have the time or the energy or the bandwidth to really go all in with it. So they play around with it for a while, and then they give up on it. But if we can really understand that recurring revenue can stabilize our business. And whether that's memberships like your Elegant Community, or whether that's subscription boxes like The Box, all of that is reoccurring and we can count on it from month to month. And we can't count on someone showing up and buying something from us every day, but we sure can count on people payments coming through month to month to month. And if we can focus on that, and if we can know what we're supposed to be doing and actually do it, that's how we make progress. And that's how you're making progress with your subscription box.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say that even with through all of this, I had learned so much about myself and what works for me. And I knew that being an interior designer and my husband doing the things that he did, I honestly thought this could be something that we could sustain for a very long time with our age and things like that. But you're exactly right. We're both entrepreneurs now. We're doing this together, my husband and I. And I just kept telling Jason, he's like, what are you doing? Especially when I don't want to say that it failed, but I shut it down. He's like, why would you do that? And he was just like, he didn't understand.
I'm with him. I'm like, why are we doing this?
What are you doing? No. He's like, you've got to figure this out, Tabitha. This is a great opportunity for both of us. And he's always been very supportive and always, you know, took my dreams and then ran with them. And so when he wanted to do his side of it, I did the same thing for him. So when he started noticing that then COVID hit and all the things hit, he was like, this is great. This is amazing. You could have this revenue that's coming in for our family that we wouldn't have had. So then when I shut it down, he was like, what is happening? We both were so heartbroken. And I said, you've got to trust me on this. And I honestly didn't have a plan, Sarah. There was no plan.
Yeah.
So when we met you and started going through that, I had so many aha moments. I can't tell you how many aha moments. I'm not doing this. I don't have this. I don't have this. And I don't have this. And so it was just like, Lexi, we got to do this. So I would get her pumped up. She'd get me pumped up. And she's like, Mom, this is amazing. I can't believe you've gotten this far. That's the conversations we would have. My husband, Lexi, is like, how did you get it this far without having all of these things and doing all the things? And I'm like, I don't know. I just did what I did. I just had these amazing women and this amazing group of people that wanted to buy from me but didn't know how to or know what to do.
You had been building this audience for years. Mm-hmm. And they were just ready. You have built that know and trust factor. And you can have somebody on the other side of it that has all the tech, that has all the knowledge, that has all the skill set to build a business. But if they don't have the audience, they're not going to sell anything. You had the opposite. You had built this fan base, these raving fans. You had built the trust factor. So we just had to figure out how to put it together and sell it. And I know that it's only going to grow from here. And, you know, I would love to ask you, if there's somebody listening right now that has been struggling to get it off the ground, been struggling with trying to figure out how to do this while working a full-time job or anything like that, what advice would you give them?
Oh, I would definitely say there's two things that I would say that you definitely need to do is you definitely need to start on some platform that you love being on. I see all these people say, Tabitha, you need to be on TikTok, you need to be on Instagram. And I'm like, that's not, I can do that and I totally can. But I think when you're first starting out, get on a platform and start nurturing the people that know you and like you and love you and want to see more of you. That's the first thing. And then second, it is so crucial. If you're going to sell something, you have to get into a program like Sarah's or LauncherBox. Sarah, you've done an amazing job. I've done other programs as well. And you give a step-by-step and you do it in such a format, in such a way that you just can't go. You can't. This is fail-proof to me. I'm like, this is amazing. And if you have that, those bonds and that community like you have already built in your own subscription, you get in there and you can ask a question and there's somebody immediately just helping you. So definitely those two things. Love on your people that you're going to be selling to eventually. Let them know and want to buy things like my people. They're like, just send me a link. Just send me a link.
Yeah.
Bye. And then get in a group of women that are in a community like LauncherBox. And start in and know. If you see Sarah over and over, you know that she's going to be true and that her group and her team are going to help you through it. So definitely get the training that you need because Sarah was my missing piece. I just kept telling my husband over and over, there's a missing piece. There's a missing piece. And then once I got in there, I said, it's it. This is it. And he's, I'm glad you found it.
And then I like that.
He was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So, yeah, it's been a great ride for sure. So.
I have a question for Lexi, and I don't often get to chit chat with the daughter. As a mom myself, my kids have pretty much known me as an entrepreneur my whole life, or their whole life, pretty much. I haven't been one my whole life, but their life. They are much like your kids that helped in the business. Like they fold boxes, they fold t-shirts, they've cleaned, swept the floor and cleaned the windows for a grand opening and things like that. But for Lexi, like, I would love to hear, like, what is it like to see your mom and now your dad being entrepreneurs? What does that tell you about your future? What does that do for you?
Well, the thing that I love is that ever since I've been young, my dad has always preached and preached and preached that you need to be an independent woman, and he doesn't want us to ever have to rely on anyone else to ever support us financially, emotionally, whatever, at all. You are a very independent person. You will always make your way. You need to be confident and smart and educated and do all of the things that will make you happy in your lifetime. I think that my parents have just been really big role models because my dad has always been there and always supported our family throughout whatever comes to us. But then my mom has just built this amazing community and doesn't shy away from new opportunities or encouraging us to come help her and just navigate our own lives. It's just really inspiring to see all the obstacles that they've had to go through in life and how they can just guide us through it and guide our hands through it and bring us into this amazing opportunity and aren't going to discourage us from following our dreams, even though it may not be the typical traditional black and white, get an education, go work for somebody, sit at your desk job, and then work for the things you love instead of loving the things you work for. So that's just what I have loved watching and helping throughout this whole process is just how lucky I am to be a part of amazing people who are good entrepreneurs and know what they're doing.
I love that. Lexi, where can my audience find you if they want to get in on this quarterly subscription box?
They can find us on TabithaYant.com. We have a page named The Elegant Decor Box, and we have a wait list up right now.
Awesome. Awesome. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing your journey with me today, and we'll be back next week for another great episode.
Thank you.